WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An elderly couple's visit to College Station from San Angelo included a scare yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says an 84-year-old woman last seen at Denny's restaurant was found 5 hours later, safe and sound.
Shortly after 5 o'clock, while doing a door-to-door check of the La Quinta Motel, she was found to be inside of an unoccupied hotel room. She had managed to make it to that location and make her way into that room, which is where she was found unharmed.
The woman had been missing for about 3.5 hours when authorities were contacted. Multiple agencies were involved in what was a search that lasted just over 1 hour. For several years, Texas A&M officials have attempted to get the state legislature to allow the university to issue tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says TRBs were discussed this week.
Typically, universities get one project. When we put the medical school back under A&M, that kind of said, well, we just get one.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to work right now, and I think we'll be successful in getting a tuition revenue bond also for the medical school.
Rainey says tuition revenue bonds, which have not been approved since 2007, are repaid with state funding instead of future tuition. Money is just one of the issues tying up congressional efforts to reform how Medicare reimburses doctors. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the current proposal is a good solution for a really bad law that should not have been passed 20 years ago.
For instance, when I put my voting card in, what on this particular issue, what does Medicare look like for my granddaughter who's currently 4 years old? And between now and then, if this passes, we will have saved hundreds of billions of dollars and made Medicare more solvent. And so that's really what it comes down to me.
Meantime, some Democratic senators are expressing concern that the House agreement would turn executive orders restricting abortions at community health centers into laws. More highway rebuilding is coming to the Twin Cities. TxDOT has announced after the Texas A&M football season, changes are coming to Highway 21 between Highway 47 and the railroad bridge west of Bryan. The million-dollar project designed to increase safety is the subject of an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School. Meantime, recent rains have resulted in a two-week delay in the rebuilding of freeway on and off ramps at the northbound William Joel Bryan Parkway Boonville Road exit in Bryan, with more delays possible due to the forecast of more storms in the near future. Preparations continue for the Twin Cities to be the first Suddenlink market to receive gigabit internet service.
As yet, we have no specific dates, but all I can tell you right now is we certainly will be communicating with customers as soon as we have more on that. A lot of work going on behind the scenes at the moment.
Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says their Operation Gigaspeed is part of this year's plans to spend $170 million throughout Texas, where they have more than 500,000 residential and nearly 37,000 business customers. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Good morning, it's 6:10, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm rolling across the area as the day goes on. There's already a lot of activity in the northern part of the state. Even some showers in the central part of the state this morning. High 75 to 80. Clouds night. The risk of a shower or a storm 60 to 65. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the day tomorrow doesn't mean it rains all day. Highs near 70. And there's even the chance of a few showers into Sunday. Highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports here in just a bit with that little old basketball tournament that's going on. There's a lot going on, actually, with Lone Star teams in it. Unfortunately, none of it is good. We'll have more on that, plus Aggie baseball and softball both play over the weekend, and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up at about 6:50.
Well, all the rain actually is up in the Arklatex and on into Arkansas. There's some out there near Abilene, and then there's a bunch of rain out in the Big Bend, but none of that's around here, at least for now. But the numbers are pretty spectacular as far as the chances of rain today. I mean, they're talking 90% today and tonight, and 100% tomorrow, and they'd say it's going to be fat rain, so, or excuse me, heavy rain, if you want to be politically correct. Anyhow, great way to finish up spring break for those people who got a spring break. Down the hall, they took spring break, didn't they?
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe they just assumed all their listeners were gone.
Well, that's the difference between their listeners and grown-ups, right? So anyway... Actually, we have, and I don't know that we have time, we have a trifecta from Florida today.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've been falling behind on that. In Panama City, a woman who'd stopped her car in the road to chat with pedestrians on the side of the road, told by police to get moving, so she thought she'd be a smart aleck. And she moved her car ahead 1 foot and stopped again to talk. Well, it was then when they pulled her over. Oh, wait, no. Then she sped off after they pulled her over.
Oh.
And after they chased her down, they caught her and discovered her license was suspended, and there was an outstanding warrant in the state of Georgia. And, in fact, all she had to do was just keep moving it, lady. But, you know, there are some people like that who use poor judgment. Our PETA story for today, we'll do it out of the, you know, get it out of the way here early. Key West, Florida man.
I like PETAs.
PETAs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? Something
usually filled with animals that PETA tries to protect.
Exactly right. Key West, Florida, man allegedly tried to sell a woman live iguanas that he had tied to his bicycle with duct tape.
Oh, gosh.
Which is, of course, always the preferred way to transport iguanas. When the man, when the woman reported the man to the police, they found him a short time later with the iguanas hanging from his handlebars. An ossifer with the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, called to the scene, told people the guy's method of transporting the iguanas was considered cruel. As if there was some level of debate in that?
Oh, man, no joke. I really feel bad for the iguanas.
Well, yeah, of course.
Golly.
Think of the iguanas.
I do.
Yeah.
Especially it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Info.
Bation.
So much for our iguana hugger segment for this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry. And the other one from Florida was just about, you know, your basic everyday robbery.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So, you know, all the time. Nothing that unusual. Nothing to see here. Just keep moving.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, that is us. It's March the 20th already. Ides of March plus. It's day 79. We've got 286 of them to go. Of course, Sprying will get here at 5:45 this afternoon. So, there.
While it's raining her.
If you could see the sun, then you would know that the sun rises directly in the east today.
Ooh.
Obviously sets directly in the west, so if you wanted to know what your true east and true west
was.
Yeah,
recalibrate your compasses today.
That's right. Today would be the day to do that. The problem is you can't because we won't be able to see it probably. Of course, night and day are equally long, thus the equinox. It's also Kiss Your Fiancé Day. It's Proposal Day. Might do one before the other, huh?
He might ask permission first, too.
Well, you may need
from
to.
Her father.
Well,
there you go.
unless there's a tremendous misunderstanding going on here. it's Extraterrestrial Abduction Day.
Okay.
It's a Won't You Be My Neighbor Day.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Isn't that nice? It's the Great American Meat Out. Mm.
Stupid.
Yeah. Ravioli Day. And
with meat.
Yeah. And it's and it's International Day of Happiness. So there. And it's birthday.
Freema Agmian is 36.
Who?
Doctor Who.
Oh, all right.
Cedric Yarbrough, Deputy Jones from Reno 911's 42. Michael Rappaport is 45. Kathy Ireland is 52.
My goodness.
Wowzer.
Holly Hunter is 57. She actually finished in the top 10 in poultry judging when she was in school. I thought that was funny.
But she's in Raising Arizona, which is, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Enough said.
Spike Lee is 58. Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's little brother, 64. William Hurt, 65. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and, is 65. Bobby Orr, 67. Pat Riley is 70. Hal Linden from Barney Miller is 84.
Wow.
And Carl Reiner, comic genius.
Yeah, for sure.
93.
Good for him. Here it is. Fred Rogers would have been 87 today. That's the reason it's Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. Okay. Tomorrow, National Corn Dog Day.
Mm.
Celebrate the outside. Don't think about what's inside that.
Yeah, dip it in mustard. You'll be fine.
That's right.
Ketchup.
Yeah. National Common Courtesy Day.
Shut up.
Poetry. Thank you. Poetry Day. It's, I forget, but I think it's Memory Day. Thank you. It's a Fragrance Day. It's National Sports Car Racing Day. And tomorrow begins Schmeckfest.
Huh?
Schmeckfest.
And that would be?
Freeman, South Dakota's big deal. It's the 57th annual. Actually, it's a two-weekend deal because, you know, sometimes the weather doesn't help you in South Dakota getting where you need to be. But this weekend and next weekend featuring bratwurst, sauerkraut, noodle soup, steamed beef, fried taters, lettuce salad, and an evening musical. It's a German festival.
Wowzer.
Yeah,
that sounded pretty German.
It does. All right, birthdays.
Scott Eastwood, Clint's kid, is 29. Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Viking, and some would maybe say Dallas Cowboy,
could
but nobody
be.
Knows yet.
He?
He's 30. Kevin,
go get me a switch off that tree. I didn't say that, did I?
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
K-Fed, Kevin Federline's 37. Rachel McFarlane, Seth's little sister, and the voice of Haley in American Dad's 39. Matthew Broderick is 53. Rosie O'Donnell's 53.
Bueller. Oh, yeah. Quick, go back.
Gary Oldman, 57 years old. Timothy Dalton, 71 years old on Saturday.
Wow. Brad Hall doesn't have to work. He's married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
He's 57.
He grabbed the brass ring.
Yes, he did with both hands, and it's a big brass ring. All right, on Sunday, it's As Young As You Feel Day, National Goof-Off Day.
Qualified.
Now, that's wasted on a Sunday.
I would think.
Can't we always have that during the week?
But you do get a pass then if you got honeydews.
Well, that's, yeah. Oh, see how that works out for you. Yeah, see how that works out for you. And then on Sunday, it's International Seal Day as well.
As in like, SEAL teams. Oh, okay.
No, on the other end. All right, go ahead. We got birthdays, too.
On Sunday, William Shatner turns 84 years old.
84. He's 84.
The Shat shares his birthday with J.J. Watt.
Really?
Who's 26.
Wow.
Reese Witherspoon will be 39.
Real first name is Laura.
Ann Dudek is 40 from Mad Men and Covert Affairs. Keegan-Michael Key is 44 from Key and Peele.
Not hardly funny at all. More hilarious than
anything those guys
else.
Are really funny.
They really are good.
Yeah. Matthew Modine is 56. Lena Olin from Chocolat is 60. Bob Costas, 63. Andrew Lloyd Webber, who has giant stacks of money.
Has done well.
Yeah. 67. Wolf Blitzer, 67. And Pat Robertson is 85.
There you go. All right, 619.
Did you know the Vintage House restaurant at Messina Hoff Winery was voted the top 100 most romantic restaurants in America? Come try our new menu of vineyard cuisine today. Make reservations at opentable.com or call 778-WINE, extension 238.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, the Republicans in Washington, they can learn a thing or two from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his election this week. Be bold, be courageous. Number one, Netanyahu spoke before Congress because he recognized that the importance of what he had to say rose above even his own political election. And he was bold. He didn't cower in the face of criticism. Republicans, on the other hand, well, they're afraid of their own shadow. Number two, stand up for something and you may actually gain credibility, maybe even make an impact, and even win elections. And number three, if you have principles, fight for your principles. If you stand for defunding Obamacare, you do whatever it takes, even if it means shutting down the old government and getting blamed. Be bold, stand on principle, and fight. Something Republicans have yet to learn.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL. Hey, save up to 25% off top-selling window treatments all month long at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com has got you and your windows covered this March. Shopping with Blinds.com is nearly a risk-free experience thanks to their incredible sure-fit guarantee. Now, make a mistake measuring, Blinds.com will remake your window treatment for free and send it right to your home. You get everything you need to create a designer look by yourself. Free color samples, shipping, expert advice, and prices that crush prices you'll find in stores. It's Blinds.com, Blinds.com.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Federal Trade Commission concluded in 2012 that Google used anti-competitive tactics and abused its monopoly power in ways that harmed internet users and rivals, a far harsher analysis of Google's business than was previously known. Today's Wall Street Journal says the 160-page critique, which was supposed to remain private but was inadvertently disclosed in an open records request, concluded that Google's conduct has resulted and will result in real harm to consumers and to innovation in the online search and advertising markets. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says China's economy is likely to grow about 7% this year and next as the government pushes reforms on interest rates. The OECD says it expects domestic demand to be strong enough to prevent deflation. For the first time, there are more Uber cars on the streets of New York City than traditional yellow taxis, but the number of trips taken in yellow cabs far outpaces Uber rides. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
School called. Your child's sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Pediatrics at South College Station gets you in the same day. Our caring pediatricians are board certified, close to home, and backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4480. St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home.
Malik is
making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. For license number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The FCC viewer complaints about this year's Super Bowl have hit the internet. And not surprisingly, most of them are stupid. There were three main things that people were upset about: the halftime show, indecent commercials, and the nationwide dead kid ad. So no, the majority of people were not whining about Marshawn Lynch not getting the ball on the one-yard line. Some of the complaints made sense, like people who didn't like the nationwide ad because they'd lost a child. You could see how that would hit somebody pretty hard, but not sure why they'd call the FCC about it. There were also plenty of people complaining about the language and near nudity in commercials. As for the halftime show, one person said it was, quote, not legal, sexual harassment, undiagnosed insanity, and another person thought Katy Perry deserved a, quote, massive fine for subjecting children to I Kissed a Girl. And this one's my favorite. Another person listed all of the profanity she claimed to hear Missy Elliott rap during her portion of the halftime show. She even linked to sites listing the song lyrics. But while those words were in the original songs, none of them, none, were exactly said during the broadcast. Obviously. This person claimed NBC, quote, overstepped the bounds of decency by airing, air quotes, these phantom lyrics. So yes, we've gotten to the point where the Super Bowl is so politically correct that people are actually inventing things to be upset about. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, where if you've got a gun that has been worn down a little bit because you conceal carry, or it's just an older gun and you beat it up a little bit, they can make it look like brand new with a thing called Cerakoting. It's actually painting, but it goes into a lot more depth than that. And you can learn about that, all their tactical gear, and more by going to Gun-Corps, and that's C-O-R-P-S, Gun-Corps.com. Or in person in their brand new location on Texas Avenue at College Station across from the Kettle, same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.
Morning, it's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Pretty good chance going to get some showers and thunderstorms today, probably after 1 o'clock, it looks like. 74 for a high temperature today. They're telling us a 90% chance of rain as it stands right now. Then tonight, 90% chance of some heavy rain. And then tomorrow, rain, because it's at 100%. 69 will be our high temperature. A 70% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, look for a 30% chance of showers. Our high temperature will be about 71 or so. Monday and Tuesday look pretty nice, though. High temperatures will be in the 70s, and we'll have some sunshine. Right now, again, looks like for the third morning in a row, may have some fog, at least some low-hanging clouds if it doesn't descend down to earth. But it's cloudy out there right now, and we've got 66 degrees.
Honesty in a relationship is important, but complete and total honesty in a relationship can be disastrous. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Many of the accepted beliefs about love, relationships, and marriage may need rethinking.
My most favorite is the one, never go to bed angry. That means that you're always supposed to fight it out when you're tired.
Psychologist Dr. Pepper Schwartz, author of the book, Everything You Know About Love and Sex, is wrong.
The fatigue has made you ultra sensitive. You're much more ready to say things that you shouldn't say. And getting angry creates more anger. It doesn't solve things. So the real truth of that is to wait until the morning.
Another myth is that complete and total honesty is essential in any relationship.
Believe me, being 100% honest is often the cruelest way you could possibly treat anyone. And sometimes there are things that are really important that are in your best interest to stuff it. That's even true about something as sensitive as infidelity. The fact is, most people only have one act of infidelity in their life. For most people, it isn't important. I think it should never see the light of day.
And Dr. Schwartz says it's a myth that divorce means failure.
Sometimes there really is a moment within a relationship when it's time to end it. We all know about abuse and things like that. We can probably agree on it. But sometimes it's a relationship that just ran out of steam. It was great for these circumstances, but not those circumstances. And sometimes it is time for this relationship to release its two people, and they go on to a better person for each of them.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple agencies were involved in the search for an 84-year-old San Angelo woman who disappeared after a noon-hour meal yesterday at the College Station Denny's.
Our officers, along with subsequent assistance from College Station Fire, Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife, St. Joseph's Hospital, Search Dog Network, and all other local law enforcement agencies began to search the area.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman was found next door to the restaurant at the La Quinta Inn.
Whether it's a missing person, a missing child, whatever the case may be, it's always critical to get as many people looking for the missing person as quickly as possible, because the more closely we can narrow down time frames and geography, it increases our chances of finding the person and finding the person safely.
The woman was not hurt, and there was no indication of foul play. A tentative bipartisan House deal to change how Medicare reimburses doctors is running into turbulence in the Senate over abortion. As for the financial impact of the proposal, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's trying to avoid Medicare doctors taking a 20% cut.
Cost around $200 billion over 10 years, but they found pay-fors for about $70 billion of that. So the way some people look at it is that you're adding $130 billion of the deficit. I push back on that, saying it's not real money, because the Congress has always passed these doc fixes, so it's already embedded in the deficit.
The Medicare bill between Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi includes an extra $7 billion for the health centers over 2 years. From the state capitol, campus carry gun legislation and a comprehensive border security plan were given final approval.
There being 20 ayes and 11 nays, final passage for Senate Bill 11. Congratulations, Senator Birdwell.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick making it official. The bill would allow concealed handgun license holders to carry on public college and university campuses in Texas. Private schools could still opt out. State Senator Brian Birdwell authored the bill.
Just let me again say some very special thank yous to my colleagues that co-sponsored this legislation.
Birdwell's bill is now headed to the State House of Representatives. They gave final approval to a border security bill that would add hundreds of DPS troopers to the Rio Grande Valley. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
It's been 8 years since Texas lawmakers have approved tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects at state universities. The subject came up for discussion this week, according to State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
Ever since they've been doing them, and I don't know how long that's been, it's been since 2007 since we had one, the state actually sets aside money to pay those bonds, so it is never paid with tuition.
Right.
It's just a name. One of those things that I guess you'd say could be very confusing.
Rainey says the House budget calls for spending $250 million statewide to apply towards the debt retirement on $2.5 billion of TRBs. Two would apply to Texas A&M.
It's a BSL. it's $80 million on a $100 million project.
Rainey says in addition to BSL, which is a biosafety lab at the vet school, A&M wants to finance a health science center project with tuition revenue bonds. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Federal Labor Department over a plan that would extend family and medical leave benefits to married same-sex couples. Paxton also advised state agencies to ignore the rule, which takes effect a week from tomorrow, and instead follows a state law that bans gay marriages. A federal judge has ruled the law unconstitutional, but Texas has been allowed to enforce the ban while it appeals the ruling. Those who drive Highway 21 west of Bryan will deal with construction at the end of the year. $1 million safety improvement is projected to start in December following the end of the Texas A&M home football season on the crossovers of off 21 between Highway 47 and the railroad bridge. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School to see the plans and answer questions. As for the ongoing replacement of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan, TxDOT officials say recent rainfall has resulted in a two-week delay at the northbound Boonville Road and William Joel Bryan exit. The forecast of more storms this weekend is expected to extend the delay. More than one-third of Suddenlink's customer base is in Texas. The cable, internet, and phone provider plans on spending $170 million in capital improvements this year.
Purchase new equipment to provide enhanced video, internet, and other services in the future. And we're expanding local networks to serve new neighborhoods. And in general, we're purchasing equipment that we need to maintain the facilities that allow us to provide superior services. But I think this year the highlight is going to be the faster internet speeds.
Spokesman Gene Reagan says Suddenlink's Operation Gigaspeed high-speed internet remains in development with a lot of behind-the-scenes work taking place. Last August, Suddenlink announced the Twin Cities would be the first in their southwest region to receive the gigabit service. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 6:37. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890.
Psst, it's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Frontal system remains stalled over the northern part of the state, and that could allow some showers and thunderstorms to develop as the day goes on. It'll be warm. We're south of the frontal boundary, so we're in the warm air, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight, 60 to 65. Could see some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, too, highs near 70. The front remains stalled north of the region tomorrow and tomorrow night, so a few more showers are possible into Sunday, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with the National Collegiate Athletic Association's spring basketball tournament.
No, it's Division I men's basketball championship.
That's what you say.
That's right. Yes.
Anyway, that basketball thing that's going on every TV channel there is, pretty much. We'll have an update on that because there were a lot of pretty stirring upsets yesterday. We'll have that plus A&M baseball and softball hit the road. Actually, softball's at home. And more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes.
Well, the White House issued a statement yesterday saying that the president, that's Barack Hussein Obama, in case you're keeping score at home, called Benjamin Netanyahu to congratulate him on his reelection.
So do you suppose that's the way it went, or was it, look, we know we don't like each other. I have to call you, so I said I called you.
Well, we'll talk later. Actually, no, they talk. Well, excuse me. I know that the president, we know what the president said to Bibi. Don't know that we know what Bibi said to him. During the call, they strayed into this new sore point between Washington and Tel Aviv. The president told the Beebster that the U.S. will reassess its policy options after Netanyahu took a position against Palestinian statehood during the late stages of the campaign. The White House said, quote, the president told the prime minister that we will need to reassess our options following the prime minister's new positions and comments regarding the two-state solution. Before the congratulatory phone call, as they're calling it, the White House sharply criticized Netanyahu's tactics during the reelection campaign, warning they could alter U.S. policy toward Israel and the Palestinian bid for statehood. The White House esteemed Mr. Netanyahu because he turned his back on the long-agreed idea of the two-state solution. Words matter, and that is certainly true in this instance, says Josh Earnest.
But he just flip-flopped again.
Well,
because he, like, today.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said that he would consider the two-state option as long as it was within the parameters that were good for Israel.
Right, which is what he should be saying. Everything he says should end with, as long as it's within the parameters of what's good for Israel, because that's his job.
But then you have to fill that in from the White House as ... We never lie either.
Yeah.
Well, no, someone pointed out...
to get elected.
If you want to go full Politico and legalese on it, he actually said...
Super Hoover and get to play at a neutral site, which...
Is that me? No. Okay.
Sorry, I accidentally hit a button. Were those words coming out of my mouth?
Rob Childress is the presidential spokesman? Wow, okay.
Sorry.
That he was not for a Palestinian state, but didn't dismiss a two-state solution. Just that it wouldn't be Palestinian.
Right, a two-state solution.
But then he sounds like a politician, which, you know, a lot of people like to pretend he isn't.
Yeah, no. But I tell you what he did do. He did release a video message for the people of Iran. That'd be our president. Now, I want you to know that this Nowruz, they're trying to repackage this puppy as the Persian New Year. Because they don't want to use the word Iran, okay? But it's the Iranian New Year, and it's today. It's the first day of spring. Anyway, he released a video message for the Persian New Year regarding those talks that having to do with what's going to happen in that part of the world. Quote, our negotiations have made progress, but gaps remain, and there are people in both our countries and beyond who oppose a diplomatic resolution. My message to you, the people of Iran, is that together we have to speak up for the future we seek.
Yeah,
throw up in your mouth. And then he quoted some Iranian poet that none of us knows.
Not Maya Angelou.
No. It is early spring. Try to be joyful in your heart, for many a flower will bloom while you will be in clay. I guess that reads better in another language. I'm just saying.
Maya Angelou did a poem said about the caged birds singing. They just need to cage those birds, period.
Yeah, right. By the way, You know, yesterday the president was speaking in Cleveland, Wednesday, at the Cleveland Club. And apparently he told them that it would be, quote, transformative, end quote, if all U.S. Americans voted, it could curtail the influence of money in politics. Oh, yeah, right. He cited the fact that Australia and other nations have mandatory voting laws. White House yesterday issued a statement insisting the president was not calling for a law to be floated out with the idea of mandatory voting. He just wanted to make sure everybody knew the president was not specifically making a policy prescription for the United States.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he just wanted to float that out there.
Because if we were going to force people to vote, I would actually accept that with two conditions.
All right.
One, you remove the party name from next to the candidate.
Right, that's fair.
And you mandate an X plus one option. So no matter how many candidates there are, there's a none of the above.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bet mandatory voting wouldn't sound so enticing everyone.
I got one, too. If we're adding rules.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Let's add something.
Then you, by God, got to show ID when you vote. Because if you got to vote, how many times are you going to vote?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, they do the purple finger thing in a lot of countries.
Aha,
uh-huh. You know,
indelible ink.
That's exactly right. They just, they do that.
That's fine. I'm just...
Yeah.
That way they don't have 37 of the same dead person voting in Chicago.
We wouldn't want that happening. That's right. Anyway, well, that's what our president's doing. That's what he's doing.
Well, he already filled out his March Madness bracket. Mad Marchness bracket. So what are you going to do about that?
That's right. Oh, in the meantime, there is stuff going on in Austin. Just real quickly, one of the things that they're looking at is something that has been in place before. It's called a parent trigger law. And what that does is if your kiddo is in a really, really bad school district, then you could change things, hire a new staff, whatever. Contract with a charter school operator to take over management of the school, something like that. It would happen if your school, currently it happens if your school is unacceptable for 5 years. Well, now what they're looking at is legislation to change that down to 2 years. Ooh. Makes a big, big difference. Lots and lots of pressure on schools because of that. Now, I say that to say, should we even be in a case where we have a situation where there's a school district that would be unacceptable as a district for two consecutive years? I mean, that's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Vouchers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Again, and that may be where we're going with all this, when people rise up. The thing is, this looks like a first step toward being a proactive parent. And that's what they're wanting, is they are wanting parents to get involved as far as what's going on if that school district is in trouble. And
you talk to any of the teachers who care, and that's the one thing they wish for the most.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think
better pay comes second in a lot of cases.
I would agree. I think that's absolutely true. And the problem is, over time and all sorts of different circumstances, the older teachers are stepping away from the system. And those are the ones who probably, you know, because of the long view that they have, are folks who we should probably listen to. And, again, if that's one of the things that they would ask for. I'm out of that world because all my kids are out of school, but still, we have to be prepared for the future, and they're going to be paying for my retirement, right? I mean, my Social Security, so that's important. All right, 6:48.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor, or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party, or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, Farm Pond Weed Control will discuss species and control products to help you produce a healthier pond and better fish. This week at Producers. But come early, it's always full.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What kind of a message does your home's entry extend to your visitors? Hopefully it's a cheerful welcome. Too often, however, our entries are less than exciting. The truth is, they deserve our extra attention and planning. They're our best chance to make a good first impression on all who pass by or stop for a visit. Your entry is the highlight of your landscape. We'll talk about it right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Landscape architects refer to the front garden as being a visual funnel where attention is drawn toward the neck of the landscape, the neck of the funnel. Not too surprisingly, that neck is the main entry to your home. In almost all cases, it's plainly visible to the front. You really need to step back and take an objective look at how well your landscape reflects that visual funnel theory. It really does work. Look around town at other successful plantings and you'll see it in place almost every time. It all starts with our using taller plants off to the sides. Tall trees, tree-form shrubs, and tall, bold shrubs are planted near the corners of the house. Additional plantings are tapered down toward the front door. Don't be afraid, however, to punctuate your landscape at the entry with a small accent tree or other dramatic interruption of the tapered plantings. Tree-form yaupon hollies and crepe myrtles are two of the most common choices, but there are many others just as well suited. Place this accent carefully so it's in keeping with the rest of your plantings. Be sure it doesn't break the line of sight to and from the front door. In fact, you may even want to flare your planting bed out to give the accent plant ample room so it doesn't crowd the walk or the house. Most of these small trees should probably be planted no closer than 10 feet from a building. No single part of the entryway landscape is any more visible than the front walk. Leave no stone or concrete walk unturned as you rethink your entry. Tearing out one sidewalk and replacing it with another isn't all that difficult or expensive. We're blessed with some fabulous options in today's landscaping market. Interlocking concrete pavers are easy to place. In fact, in many cases, they can actually go down right over the existing walk. In most cases, it's a job that even a home gardener can accomplish, but there are also talented landscape contractors who can do you a picture-perfect job. Other choices include exposed aggregate concrete, flagstones, patterned concrete, even wooden decking if you're on a sloping area. Your main considerations in using and choosing a new walk, it needs to be attractive, smooth, and safe, and it needs to be within your budget. Straight lines may be the shortest distance between two points, but a gentle curve can look a lot more natural. Add the final zip to your design with an entryway container garden and maybe landscape lighting. Your entryway can be a real joy for those who come to see you. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. For the first time in 20 years, a pair of 14th seeds have advanced to the round of 32 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Robert Brown scored 21 points, and William Lee provided a final 4 points for UAB in a 60-59 win over Iowa State. R.J. Hunter, the son of Georgia State's head coach, dropped a three-pointer with 2.7 seconds remaining, capping Georgia State's comeback from 12 points down to knock off number 3 seed Baylor 57-56. Head coach and dad, Rod Hunter, was, as you can imagine, a proud pop.
And there's a lot of coaches that get to the Elite 32 or the Final Four, but when you get to do it with your son, you can watch your son hit a half-court shot. I can't tell you how I feel inside. Man, that's unbelievable. I wish every dad in America could have that opportunity, what I just experienced with my son.
No surprise here, though. Kentucky and Villanova both easily advanced to the third round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Lob near right side for Lyles. Cauley-Stein trying to post. They lob it toward him. He spins, double, beats the cutting. Lyles, and a one-handed flush, plus a foul. Lyles rocks the rim with a right-handed hammer.
Top-ranked and number one seed, Kentucky walked past Hampton 79-56, and Villanova rolled to its 16th consecutive victory, 93-52 over Lafayette. And in the most controversial call of the tournament.
Touch the three for the lead. Air ball that was tipped. Count it. Goaltending called a Marrera, and the ball looked like it was below the 10. They say count it for three to give UCLA the lead.
Bruce Alford's final jumper appeared offline when he let it fly from behind the three-point arc. SMU center Yannick Maria was in position, and it seemed to time his leap as he went up to touch it. The officials, however, thought it was a bit too quick and called goaltending and awarded Alford the game-winning basket with 13 seconds left. SMU coach Larry Brown was almost at a loss for words.
Never quite been in a game like that. I never saw a game end like that. But you got to give them credit. They got to the free throw line late. We turned the ball over late. We had a goaltend late.
In other tournament action, Kelly Dunham scored 20 points to lift 6-seeded Butler to a 56-48 victory over 11-seed Texas. And Utah held off Stephen F. Austin 57-50. Couple things on tap for the Aggies on the diamond. Number 23 A&M softball team returns home to host the University of South Carolina with the first pitch of the series today at 1 o'clock. That game has actually been bumped up due to weather. Texas Aggies baseball team is leading the Lone Star State for the first time during the 2015 season and taking their 22-0 mark to Hoover Metropolitan Stadium for a three-game series hosted by Alabama's Crimson Tide. With their on-campus venue, Sewell Thomas Stadium, under renovations, the Tide had all their slate moved to Hoover. The Aggies head into the weekend series with a one-game lead over Alabama and LSU in the SEC Western Division. In Lone Star NBA action, James Harden scored a career-high 50 points with 10 rebounds to lead the Houston Rockets to a 118-108 win over the Denver Nuggets. Harden just chalked it up to being aggressive.
I think when I'm aggressive in attack mode, it opens everything else for my teammates as well. So it was one of those nights where I had it going.
Harden eclipsed his previous career best of 46 on a free throw with about a minute left. It was the 29th game Harden has scored at least 30 points. In the NHL, Brett Ritchie and Jamie Benn scored a buck 23 apart in the second period, and the Dallas Stars held on to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1. And finally, in the PGA, Morgan Hoffman is the leader heading into the second round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Hoffman eagled a par 5 en route to a 6-under 66 that put him one stroke ahead of five players, including Ian Poulter and Kevin Na. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250. Today,
Saturday, March 21st at the Brazos County Expo Center. Come see Corey Morrow. Come see the 9 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show Queen contestants as they compete for the title as 2015 Queen of the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Join Garrett Mechanical on Saturday, March 21st from 8 p.m. to midnight in support of the 2015 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show Queen's Dance. Tickets are $10 in advance, available at Cavender's, Catalina Hatters, and Giddy Up Glamour.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it, the sound of hope, of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow, find your way home.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. We'll get some rain today. Pretty good shot at that. 90% chance of storms today. Heavy rain tonight. And 100% chance of rain tomorrow is what they're telling us. 74 today, 69 tonight. 70% chance of rain on Saturday night. Then it's down to 30% on Sunday. Monday it'll be nice. 66 now.